Five, four, three, two, one, zero, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, director of content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Workin' Sports Podcast. Let's get to the good stuff first. Shoutouts are in order. Fan of the show and member of our private Facebook group, Kelsey Smith, accepted an offer this week to become an inside sales resident with the Tampa Bay Lightning. So massive congrats to Kelsey. She's a graduate student at the Vinix Sport and Entertainment Management Program at the University of South Florida. And it's pretty cool. As part of their program, so it's a master's program, but as part of that program, they work with some of the major sports teams and leagues in the area and to get experience. So part of their curriculum is that they have to actually work on the job too. So it's a very cool program that puts a high emphasis on gaining actual experience. They have great relationships with a lot of the pro teams in the area. And I thoroughly endorse the experience. Pretty cool program. Second shout out, this time to Brandon Clemens, another member of our private Facebook group. Brandon just accepted an internship with the Colonnade Group at the University of Oklahoma, working in their athletic hospitality department. And for those of you who are not familiar, Colonnade is one of the biggest names in hospitality and event management. They're huge in college sports. Almost every Power 5 conference school uses Colonnade to help improve and coordinate game day events and logistics and premium seating and VIP. And it's a pretty cool opportunity that Brandon's got there. So congratulations to him as well. If you have a success story want to share on the show, email me podcast@workinsports.com. We like to share these stories. We like the good news. I want to hear about how you're using our site in order to find jobs and just, you know, landing an internship or an opportunity. These are the kind of things we want to share and really foster in this community. But I'm going to transition for a moment because the news is not all good. As most, if not all of you know, there was a terrible tragedy in Western Canada this past weekend where 15 members of the Humboldt Broncos junior hockey team were killed when their bus was collided into by a semi-truck carrying a load of peat moss. I don't want to get too heavy-hearted or spend too much time, but this struck me really hard this weekend, and I don't want to shy away from what I think makes this podcast very real and honest. These are the real things that happen out there. We're going to talk about the good, but sometimes we need to dig a little deeper into the bad or the hard and talk about those as well. The reason it hit me so hard this weekend, there's many reasons, but and I won't go through them all, but I'll narrow it down to a few. There's something about that feeling you get when you're competing in sports and the bus ride. I think there's something, I don't know, it's very unique in that you're amongst your friends, you're playing sports, you're competing, you're sharing in something so pure and special. You know, you're not getting money, you're just being amongst your friends and competing. You're trying to build up maybe something. Maybe you're going to get a scholarship. Maybe you are going to go on to pro sports or get into college. But there's something about those early bus rides. It just seems so important to me. There are moments in my life that took place on buses just like this one, and they've left indelible marks on my brain. I can't recall what I did this past Halloween, but I have an exact visual of the bus rides we used to take to our sports events, the competitions, the playoff games, to the state championships. Those moments amongst your crew of people you grew up with, you have this special bond with, and there's something special about that lead up. Looking around at your teammates and preparing for that next moment. And it feels so wrong and so unfair and unjustified that these young men on the cusp of so much in their lives, they're just 16 to 20 years old from a small community, would have this all stolen from them. It just makes me feel so raw and wretched for them and their families. These bus rides are in theory the untainted moments in life. And to just have that ripped from their small community is just, it's something that I feel very sad about. I'm sure you all do too. The second reason I want to bring this up is because I want you all to think about, and I want to think about how we consume information of all kinds, not just sports. I think we've all become guilty of headline reading. You know, we skim pages for information and move along. We look through the ESPN.com and read the headlines. You're like, oh, that sounds terrible. Oh, that sounds neat. Oh, look at that guy had a triple double. And we just keep adding speed into our desire to get knowledge, just fast. It's not just information gathering. It's about how much and how fast. We don't really read anymore. We don't really digest the information or consume the story. And I think that's sad. I say this as a plea for all stories of all measures of emotions. They deserve to be read and absorbed into your psyche. I mean, the reason I write or do content like this is to inform and to share, but also to explore emotions. I mean, to connect on that level. That's what really makes anybody human, I think. No matter how difficult it may be to read stories like this, I implore you to do so. To read the quotes, the reactions, look at the faces, connect with the community, because it will deepen you. It'll awaken things within you you've allowed to numb. I say this, like I said, as a message to myself, not just some preach to you. I've become so numb to these stories after years in the storytelling and content creating business that I haven't conjured these emotions often enough. You know, I read through every bit of these stories this weekend and felt so emotionally attached to it. And it, in a way, just opened my eyes to something I may have, I don't know, been closing off. And it's sometimes important to explore and to do more than just skim a headline. One of my favorite philosophers is a guy named Khalil Gibran. And one of his theorems, he explains that you can't really feel or understand joy until you have become in touch with pain and sorrow. And I don't want to get too, I don't know, out there today, but it all makes sense. You need to be able to compare the emotional toll to allow it to have context. So feel stories like this, absorb them into your emotional luggage, but also spend time ingesting the good stories and remarking in their gravity as well. I think that's enough of that. But again, I just was feeling strongly about this and didn't want to skim away from it. I didn't want to pretend that these sort of things don't happen and just get on with some advice. I think it's important to have these conversations out there, and I hope you don't mind me doing so. So let's jump into today's question. It comes from Abby at the University of Florida, or at least I think so. It said at ufl.edu. So I assume that's University of Florida. Could be Finlay. Could be another school. I should probably ask Abby before I quote that she's from a different school. Anyway, we'll get to the question. Brian, how do you tell your parents that you want to work in sports, although they are skeptical on it being an actual career? Coming from a very conservative family who thinks a sports job is temporary and is not taken seriously. Abby, that is a remarkable question. I find this fascinating and incredibly misguided all in one sentence. All right, hold on. I did not say that right. You aren't misguided. I find it incredibly misguided of your parents or anyone to be so misled by superficial analysis into the sports industry and thinking that it isn't a viable career choice. But this is real. This happens. People do approach it this way. I've heard other people ask me the same and similar questions. Like, how do I prove to my parents this is real and a viable choice? Well, here's my take. Parents who question your desire and excitement to work in sports aren't going to be convinced by emotion. Your discussion with them will not pivot on you explaining how much you love sports, how happy it makes you, or how you gain a feeling of self-worth and acceptance you've never had in life before. I don't know your dad, but I can kind of envision him hearing you say those words, not really taking any of them seriously, and then at the end of your emotional plea saying, "You should work in accounting. That's a real job." You know, you've just closing you off completely. You see, parents have to be able to understand something themselves. It has to fit in their box of acceptable answers to have merit. And for them and many others, sports is a fun sideshow, a way to kill time or gather up just enough info to converse with coworkers the next day at the water cooler. Or worse yet, they may be the type of parents who have no interest or see no value in sports whatsoever. They see the athletes as spoiled brats who make too much and should be donating their huge salaries to the teachers in the neighborhood who will do real good. Someone who thinks in these ways are not going to be convinced that your happiness or your emotional calculus is all that important in your career choice. So don't go that route. To them, it's all about doing something that fits into one of their big categories, like business, accounting, teaching, engineering, computers. These are easy for them to digest and give off a sense of stability so that they can sleep at night. What they are missing is that they and their Uncle Fred or their Aunt Margaret that they use as source material have gone through a life of nondescript jobs, never feeling passion or excitement in their day-to-day. They've never felt the urgency or unexpected life of sports. They slog to their cubicles watching sports at night and on the weekends, always putting it in its perfect category. This over here is the entertainment portion of my life. And then they've got this other box that is labeled work, and they can't coexist or coincide or overlap. This is, of course, horse you know what. I don't want to get an explicit rating, so I'm going to censor myself. But how do you combat this mentality? Well, we've already said that you can't really do it with emotional takes. So I think your best move now is to do it with data. Parents may listen to data, actual proof that success is ahead of you if you follow the divine light of sports. Here's where I'm going with this. According to Plunkett Research and Dun and Bradstreet, sports is a $1.274 trillion global industry. Now, to put that in perspective, because that just sounds like monopoly money, the restaurant industry is a $550 billion industry, also huge, but less than half the size of the sports industry. The real estate industry, $355 billion, which with some simple math says the sports industry generates more revenue than the restaurant and real estate industries combined. Now think about that for a second. If you told your parents you were going into commercial real estate or to manage a restaurant, they probably wouldn't blink an eye. And yet the sports industry brings in more revenue than all of those combined, both of those combined. So perspective here, huge revenue generating operation. Now here's the second part of that. There are thousands of different jobs in sports careers, okay? Many of which overlap with the more traditional sectors. There are jobs in finance, event management, human resources, sales, marketing, operations, economics. These jobs are more typical, quote unquote, something your parents can swallow, but are just housed under a sports franchise or an agency. They're rooted in principles they understand. The only difference is what you sell or what you market or what you help organize. If you told them you were going to work in marketing for a tire company, they'd probably be fine with that. So ask them to articulate why marketing for a sports team would be any less reasonable, or selling sports tickets versus selling widgets online would be any less acceptable. I'd also implore you to quote sometimes from the experts. Look out there for who's saying what on an economic standpoint. In 2008, during the Great Recession, The Economist, which is a pretty conservative magazine, stated, quote, "Sports are, by and large, standing up to the recession better than most other industries." Now, why is that? Through good times and bad, people pay to see their heroes in action. Always have, always will. Because sports are an escape from the everyday, an outlet for human competitiveness and aggression that will always have an audience. And where there's an audience and there are people buying t-shirts and hats and tickets and merchandise and food and concessions, there is revenue. And where there is great revenue, there are other businesses that support the main business. There are hundreds of organizations that work in conjunction with sports teams. There are hundreds of organizations that work in conjunction with the events that are thrown and the arenas and the committees and, I mean, the athletes themselves, the marketing. The simple fact is, as long as fans continue to put their butts in the seats and they buy t-shirts and hats, watch games on television, and read sports blogs, there will be a need for jobs in ticket sales, at sports networks broadcasting and talking about the games, for sports marketers crafting new sponsorship deals, publicists improving the visibility of athletes, agents passing dollars into their pockets, and front office staff managing the process. Sports will not go out of fashion and will never become obsolete, and neither will sports jobs. That's what your parents need to grasp. This isn't you trying to rebel, going somewhere wrought with failure and subjecting yourself to years of struggle. This is a thriving business industry. It falls under the same exact principles, whether you're selling a product. You are selling a product. I mean, it is. This is a business rooted industry. It is a business. It is a make something interesting in marketing and get people there to attend it. I mean, it's no different than the entertainment industry. It's no different than most of the industries you look at out there. They're trying to sell a product. They're trying to generate revenue. They're publicizing, they're promoting, they're orchestrating. This is all very similar to any other industry. It's just as through the filter of sports, something you enjoy. Sports aren't going away. They're getting stronger and expanding. Look to a future when lacrosse and rugby and esports and soccer continue to grow on U.S. soil. Look to a future when advancements in technology and marketing advance the way we ingest knowledge. Here's the deal. Attack the data, Abby, and you'll convince your parents this is a worthwhile focus for your life. And if not, you're a big girl. Do it anyway. Seriously, do it anyway. That's it for today. Abby, you're going to get a free month at workinsports.com. You can find that sports job that you need because you're in control. You get to choose, right? Talk to you all on Wednesday.